This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Today, Yud Gimel Elul is the yard site of the great Goyin, Tzaddik, Mekubal, Chassid, Rabbi Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, the Ben Ish Chai. One of the outstanding achievements of the Ben Ish Chai, among many of his accolades and greatness, was his almost supernatural literary output. Rabbi Yosef Chaim, the Ben Ish Chai, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he was mechadesh many chedushim derech limudai, as the Zohar HaKadosh speaks at great lengths of the great value of being mechadesh Torah on Shabbos. And when the Ben Ish Chai had a chidush on Shabbos, as testified by his grandson Chacham David in the introduction to his Sefer on Tehillim, that when the Ben Ish Chai would say Tehillim on the Yomim Tovim, on Shavuos or Rosh Hashanah, and many, very often he would have chidushim, he would place zaroinim, seeds, as a simon in that place, so that he would be able to come back to it and refer back to it. And then immediately after the Shabbos or Yom Tov, he would quickly, with great zrizus, record the chidushim that he had. The Ben Ish Chai would write beyond the point of utter exhaustion. There are certain instances where we have his manuscripts and then their words missing. And then it was researched by a great nephew that in certain instances the words were actually found on the side of the page, on the side of the book, because the Ben Ish Chai continued to write beyond exhaustion. So even when he dozed off, his hand would continue to write. Furthermore, the great Mekubal, Rabbi Ephraim HaKoyen, who was Ben Bayis by the Ben Ish Chai. I'll show you a picture of Rabbi Ephraim HaKoyen here. You should see in this sefer. This is one of the official biographies of the Ben Ish Chai under the auspices of Rabbi Yaakov Hillel. He would say that the swiftness with which the Ben Ish Chai would write was that the page didn't even have time to dry by the time he finished it, and it needed to be spread out to dry. Says Rabbi Ephraim HaKoyen, even Hashboas Halkomos, which is a mystical technique to impose a shvua on the pen to write supernaturally, even that cannot account for the Ben Ish Chai's literary output. It was only through his Siyata Deshmaya that he was zoicha to b'mida gedusha, in a extra helping of Siyata Deshmaya. So Zechusoy Yogin Aleinu Ve'al Kol Yisrael. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.